has a, since this is 7x7 metric, how can it be here? But by that I mean it has a irreducible representation on the C7. So that's for that representation. Okay. So maybe let me pose a question. So I just defined a special degeneration. So then, namely now, let's consider, make some speculation here before I go to serious things. So I consider the set of all X manifolds, Keller manifold with a fixed Keller class. Okay. So this is a fixed. So we might need to introduce someone with quotient singularities. So let's see. Let's make it a vet, a speculation. So let's assume this is just pretend. This all you can just do it within a Keller class. So then I say x. So suppose I have x prime inside this set. So this is like a big set of fixed things. Okay. So if they are manifold, of course they are diffeomorphic to each other, but they may have different complex structures. Okay. So this is on a different. So the underlying differential structure is the same. So then, given this set, so this is all a Keller structure. So previously, what we say is the standard we say is equivalent to a x prime in this set, if and only if there's automorphism, say by holomorphism, phi from x to x prime, right? We say two complex structures are identical to each other.
Sorry, are these X complex manifolds?
These are complex manifolds, Keller manifolds here. So I write these are Keller manifolds. Okay. So maybe we start giving Keller class, say, omega prime is same. Okay. So among those, this is a standard identification, but I think this identification is not strong enough because, for example, I just said a moment ago, you might have a long cost of form, right? So what is this? This model of this identification is a modal space of a complex structure, of a Keller structure. But this one is not long cost of in general. So what I think the right way of doing that is to have a weaker equivalence. So say x.
Sorry, Robert.
Yes.
Do you want phi star of the class of omega prime to be the class of omega?
Yes.
Not of the forms themselves.
Yeah, I think here I also need to be fixed class here. Okay, it's I didn't state in the right way, so that's a fixed homology class. I consider all the Keller things with a fixed homology class. Okay. So with a marking, say with a homology class on that. So make it simpler. So then we have canonical polarized. So just think about the case because we consider here it's just confined to a Keller-Einstein case. Say x with c1 x equals positive. If that makes you feel comfortable. So then this has canonical polarization. And let's do it later. Okay. So let's see if maybe I should state in the Keller-Einstein case. So here I fixed the polarization. So that's Keller manifold with a fixed polarization, but not necessarily fixed Keller metric here. Okay. So then in general, I want to say this is a new way of saying that is I say this is equivalent to this. So let's make it that things here. Okay. So it's bigger than that if there's a special degeneration, this X0 is the central fiber, X prime is the central fiber of a special degeneration. Of X. Yes?
If you define S omega that way, I don't think you actually push something by anything.
No, here it may have a different complex structure, that's why.
So what are the objects? They're
the objects are Keller manifolds with fixed polarization, with fixed homology class.
You fix a smooth manifold X.
I fix a smooth manifold X.
All Keller structures on X with
yes.
All possible holomorphic structures. Right.
Yes, with all the holomorphic structure. But I want to give this holomorphic structure.
The classical omega is in some fixed. Do you also fix a?
And let's put it this way. Forget about this fixed. Underlying differential structure is fixed. Okay.
Yeah.
So now I divide this. So this is the modal space of complex structure with polarizations. Okay.
You also want
to fix the class. It's you can fix the Keller class. That's what I try to do, but it seems to be confusing. You can also not to fix class, and then you parameterize by classes, right?
Yeah.
So only thing I wrote here is. Is this one has a Keller structure and this Keller structure has a polarization. So maybe anyway, so it's not either of this is right. Okay. So then I say special degeneration of that and then I want to see this. So giving one, the guess is the following, the hope. And this is a conjecture, whatever. Hope is for any x, there is a unit minimum. The only thing I'm not sure, this minimum may have some mild singularities, which I'm not sure. The minimum x prime with respect to this partial ordering, okay? Such that x prime has axiomal metric. So let's do, maybe I'll somehow confuse you in the general Keller class case because I'm always talking about Keller-Einstein. So in a special case, this is Keller-Einstein. So that's, this class is given by Fortran class. Okay, and the positive. Then what I said here is for any fellow manifold X with C1 positive, there is a unit x prime with C1 x prime positive such that as a Keller rich solid. So this calories, maybe I write down the equation here. Then I go back to a surface case. So calorie-rich solitaire means the following. So this is omega, the calor metric, and the rich curvature. Minus omega If it's zero, that's a Kelly-Einstein metric. But in general, it's not zero. I want this to be a LX, LV of omega for some vector field. So, what I'm doing here actually, complex analytically, namely, I say the modal space is not Hausdorff, but I just take out of all the non-Hausdorff points, try to find a canonical representative in for each non-Hausdorff complex structures. Okay. So it's any questions?
Yes.
Yes. I think that's why I didn't make it. Yes. Go ahead.
So you have this special degeneration, which is parameterized by a disk.
Yes.
As you go into along, say, a ray.
Yes.
In this vibration.
Yes.
Can you describe what the? Do you know that the K energy is monotone along that ray, or?
No. No, you cannot say that. But what I know is this K energy is the limit, is the derivative of a limit. Sorry, the limit of derivative has a interpretation in terms of photography wearing on the central fact. So maybe in the end, I have some chance to try to compare you what this is to a standard picture. You might know. So, okay.
This. Yes. Special case. This is also a special case of the hope, right? You hope that there exists.
Yeah. Of course, it's a hope. This I'm pretty sure it's conjecture. So next, I can make this. I bet this is right. But that is, let's leave it to. And it's a little bit more ambitious. But
my question is: does this mean that you don't expect that on any x with positive first Chern class that you have a Kähler-Ricci solve? You expect that you must perform this degeneration process before getting one.
That's right. Because that example I give you does not have a Kähler-Ricci solution, because it does not have a holomorphic vector field.
Wow.
If it does not have holomorphic vector field, this part is automatically zero.
Okay.
So you have to go here. Okay. So let's make it a conjecture here. So otherwise... So let me give you, so then as a position, now this time is a special case of a conjecture. You only, so this part you can be, I'm pretty sure can be checked. So in angle 2 case, so angle 2 case is either X has a Ke metric, because the Langhausdorff property does not exist in this case, or X has a Kähler-Ricci solidant. Okay. So only thing you need to check now is suffice to check. It suffice to check X equal to a blow up of CP2 at 2 points. Has a Kähler-Ricci solid. Okay. So this time, actually, it's a torical variety. You can it has a S1 cross S1 symmetry here, and I think it can be done, but it's not done yet. Okay. So this is I think it's doable. Questions, but otherwise, I'm not sure at all. I'm sure it's right, but I'm not sure how long it can be done. So this is because the following thing, because so let's go back to angle 2. So let's before I say something, so let's say so I make in the remaining lectures, let me do 2 things. One, I want to make something on the complex surfaces, and other things I want to do is I want to tell you this why I cannot prove, we cannot prove at the moment case stability implied properties. So what's the key point left? So then hopefully I have time, I give you some conceptual explanation of these things by transparencies. So So now let's back to a, first let's back to a complex case, n equal 2. So let's recheck to C1x positive. So by a classification theory, so x is of one of these forms. Okay. So x is either CP2 or S2 cross S2, which we don't need to do anything for these two, right? They are homogeneous. And then all the blow up of CP2 at m points in the general position. So m is between a 1 and a 8 in order to keep a positivity. Okay. So what's known is that these two things, I don't need to do anything. You have a God-given metric here. So then for m equal to 1 and 2, I checked 1, they don't have a Keller rich. So sorry, there's no Keller inside metric. So CP, so that's their X has no K metric. But Koisol proved this CP2 blow up at one point has a Keller rich soliton. Okay. So that's what left. So then what we do is for m equal to 3. So this is what I did before, is x always has a Ke metric. Well, in this case, you can check independently the Futaki invariance is 0. So in the case, in the surface case, we don't really need to use the Hausdorff theorem, the Kotai, this Futaki invariance is used. But actually, in the proof, we in fact checked this is a. So in fact, we proved that this is checked the properties in the following sense. So let's make a further, before I say the main proof, let me say a following thing. So in this case, so I make one more remark here. So m equal to 3 and 4, it has no moduli. So the complex has no moduli. So namely, the complex structure is unique, okay? Because the CP2, the 3-point or 4-point on the CP2 can be moved around by automorphisms, okay? So, but m bigger to 5, the moduli space of x has a dimension equal to m minus 4. Okay? And it's connected, you can check. It's basically because you just move around the points. Okay. So in this paper, we basically just try to prove this is to construct for this. And these two cases already checked before by in my thesis. So let me tell you what in the proof, the main. So, and then I bring up this key step which is missing in the high dimensional case. So the first step, so I first write the step one, the main ideal, I guess, outline. So step one is I check for some complex structures. So I fixed M now, okay? Fixed M in this range, okay, which I need to worry. Other case, I don't need to worry. For some complex structure, okay, on XC, with underlying manifold CP2 blow up at M points, So this, now this time I write this as a differentiable manifold. Okay. So for some complex structure underlying the and with underlying differential structure like that, it's a this one has a x has the k metric. So this one was done in my thesis and in publishing two papers and in thesis and the joint paper with Yang. So I'll come back for this a little bit. So now it turns out now we can have actually we can do just use that theorem to prove this step for almost every manifold. Okay, that we'll specify. So second step, what we do is so what we do, I still want to use a continuity method, then use a continuity method. So the continuity method is, instead I consider this, so this time I change the complex structures. So I start with x, say the fixed manifold, I have omega t, okay, and j t. So say omega xt here. Okay. So I start from, say, omega 0 is k metric. Okay. So, oh, it doesn't matter, or x0 has the k metric. So then what I want to solve this equation. So h omega t minus phi omega tn. So this time I do a continuity method within a path in the along the path of in the modular space. So t, so this is an omega one. We try to find. Let me say this. So try to prove x one has a k metric. Okay. So I start one. Which I know, for, I start with someone I know has a K metric. I want to move to anyone which I want to construct a K metric. Okay, so I do this again. The key point. So I use a continuity method. So they say star T. So again, I only to get the a priori C0 estimate here. Okay, again, only C0 estimate is needed. So, however, it's a, as I said, it's a, in general, for general manifold, you don't expect C0 estimate. And you don't see how you use the geometric condition from this equation here. So then, what I did there, I think I was happy about this observation, and I still appreciate it, I found at the beginning, you shouldn't go to directly to C0 estimate. And what you should do is to do a partial C0 estimate. So what I want to say, so-called partial is I only want to bound the, so partial in the sense is the following, bound the phi solution away from a subvariety. But the point is, how do you do it? I mean, of course, I hope I bound it from subvariety. But as I said, I don't even have a local estimate for complex Mong-Shan-P equation. So somehow appealing to a local estimate is hopeless, at least by now. And even you have a local estimate, how do you prove it's a subvariety of it? So, however, I noticed exactly the picture is kind of like stability. Whether or not this equation is solvable is independent choice of initial metric. So we have a freedom of choosing it. So what we want is the following. I want to claim the following. So I call it partial. I have a more precise form of this is the following. Namely, I claim. Okay, I first state in the way I want. So for any solution of this, for any solution of So maybe I say this is actually the same. So let me stay the same here. Then I make conjecture. Okay. So the theory is for any this solution, there's a M, okay, which is a 0 modulo 6. Unfortunately, this is I hope the 6 is not there, and then the third step is even simpler. Okay, so then such that for any solution of this equation, which of course this implies this can match it, any solution of this star T, so each of these is give you a Keller metric, but on a different complex structures. Okay, and there the orthonormal there is a basis of S I of H zero of X, and say this is on the XT, see, and of canonical line bundle XT to minus N. Okay. And say this is orthonormal, you can make it orthonormal basis with respect to some with a fixed norm. Okay. And a coefficients. So that this dimension n plus 1 is the dimension of this vector space. Okay. So here is I 0 to n, such that supreme minus supreme of phi minus this 1 over n log summation of lambda I. This norm here, this is also fixed norm. Okay, I say that it's a fixed norm of given by the here, on the I from 0 to n, C0 norm is uniform bounded. So this uniform bounded only depends on topological structure. So only thing here, I have the modulus 6. Okay, I tell you why. So of course, how do you find these guys? It seems to be mysterious. But you actually can rewrite this. Okay? So what you need to do it is the following. So the key observation is the following. It's a, maybe I leave you to, it's very simple observation once you realize this. So it's a, you there's no way to do this. But observation is a, now we have two norms. Again, we have two norms on XT, on X, this T minus M. This is anti-canonical, so this is like a wedge of two of tangent bundle, wedge to a tensor. Yeah. Okay. So it's just, you just pretend these are some polynomial functions. So there are two norms. One is given by this. So this is given by, say, omega t, a fixed choice the metric. They are uniform. You can control them uniformly any way you want. Okay. So another norm, say, I again by prime, which is by this norm. This is, again, it's not controlled because that's exactly the same as you are giving your solution here, right? So this depends on solution. You cannot bound them pointwise. It does not mean meaningful to compute the curvature of that or that. So, but however, this one here is the same as the following. So it's this in the cortex a star. So the star. It's equivalent to a following. It's equivalent to for this norm. Okay, so this has a norm on this section, space of sections. So let now this time S I T theta to be a orthonormal norm, orthonormal basis of x zero same guy with respect to this new norm. Such that then you form this base. So this is the same as say this is bounded from below. Or maybe by some, not necessarily positive, but by some constant. Maybe negative, right? So this of course equivalent to so actually, by the way, by Bokeler techniques and so on, this can be proved. It's always bounded from above, depends on n. And I also should say these things, in a sense, should be true because if you fix the metric, suppose you fix the phi there, let m go to infinity. This one goes to zero, actually. So it's it should be bounded. The only thing here is you want to have a uniform m here. If you fix the phi, this one goes to zero. That's what I, again, it's my thesis result. Any kind of metric can be approximated by the Fubini Studi metric. So this one actually came from a paper also. Actually, I had this first before I had that thesis. This is has a positive bound. See, has a positive bound. See, epsilon. Uniform positive low bound. Okay. Of course, this is always positive because it's the basis, right? But I want to have a uniform one. So, I mean, you can have a different interpretation in terms of a hit curl of D-bar operator here, but it's not hit curl of functions. It's hit curl of D-bar operator, which is, has certain topology involved. Okay. So anyway, I can prove this. So the proof this is the key point. The proof this is followed from this compactness theorem I said. So namely, giving a sequence, so xt. So giving I prove it by this omega plus dd bar phi with this. So you try to compactify this. So let me put it this way. Anyway. So namely, I proved this. You look at the moduli space. Awesome, thanks. Of KE matrix. Matrix on the fixed manifold can be compactified by adding a the orbifolds, Keller-Einstein orbifolds. Now these six come because one have a quotient singularities, the order of a group is divisible by six. Okay. So this six comes from the nature of quotient singularities. Okay. So in fact, I still have a question. I guess is these orbifolds, those orbifolds in the complication, and it's checked for many cases. For let's say m equal to 5, for example, I am okay and Mabuchi. Keller-Einstein matrix, orbifolds. Are of only singularities of type of type Cauchy, they're all Cauchy singularity, of course. The type C2, Cauchy by gamma, gamma is in SU2. So right now, I don't know gamma is SU2. I know gamma in the U2, but not necessarily in SU2. Okay. So if it's SU2, then you can, so I also need this sufficiently big. So if it's gamma is in the SU2, then you can drop this modulus 6 condition just for M big enough. I think this should be true, but just in most of actually only probably CP2 plus 6 point, I don't know this. So here is the conjecture. So this is the point where, again, I say it's not purely solving an equation. You have to use the geometry of the equation because for this solution of the equation, I know I cannot control phi pointwise, but I know its Ricci curvature is constant. Right? So this Ricci of this omega t plus dd bar phi, if phi solves this star t, its Ricci curvature. So that's why we have this compactness theory here, right? And then we can use error to estimators to achieve this. I mean, you can impose a lot of interesting questions analytically, for example. Anyway, that's too high. So then the general case I conjecture following is a concept. So there are for any. So maybe I should, for any, so there are.
I have a question.
Yes?
So far with this partial C0 thing, phi can blow up along the intersection of the zero sets of the SLA?
Exactly, yes.
Which is probably points or something? Or what?
Could be points, could be a subsurface, like hypersurface.
Yeah.
Complex hypersurface.
So if it's points, you don't really need the SI, but you happen to have them. You just have these points, that's what's important.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe I jump to theta 3, then come back to high dimension. So step 3, so since I know the phi minus supreme phi and minus n of these things, so sigma lambda I and SI square, okay? So lambda I actually have lambda n, you can assume is 1, okay, to normalize it. So since this is bounded, so then in order to estimate this, you only need to bound that, okay? But this is a polynomial law, okay? So you just, So then you just want suffice to check. So I just used the language of norm, but I didn't say this, but that's what actually I did. Is that to check this F omega is proper for those along those particular functions. So in fact, you can always make m equal to 6 modular, or then it's just the remain. So say for polynomials, so this say you can set m to be, actually I said wrong, it's m to be 6 is okay, or it's a little bit high, it's okay. So anyway, so then what I did is just try to compute these things. Okay, this time it's not to check for every polynomial, just check for some particular polynomials. So actually, even this statement was reasonable. Maybe I don't have time now. I make a remark. It's actually in the book I just wrote last 2 years ago. It's the ETH lecture notes, I guess. So the remark is now using this theorem, the theorem I studied, the main theorem, you can prove directly. One can check. Sure. That this F omega is proper on all X with underlying structure diffeomorphic to a CP2. So for 6, you still need to put the limit constraint on the complex structures. Okay. So this is because you still use this, all this time has a nice branch covering over CP2. And use this functorial property I said. And you can check this is proper. You use that theorem twice. First, use the theorem, say, on CP2, there's a canine symmetric for guard giving. And then you can check a functional here is proper. So then use the branch covering, you can lift this to problems. So for but m equal to 6 case, you still need to do some of these steps here. Okay. But then this last step can be easy. It can be, it's easier to check, actually. So I guess I'm almost running out of time. So another thing I want to say, this is that this conjecture here, which I short of time now, it's a, so this maybe a state conjecture. So for any dimension n and the delta positive, there is a uniform m, okay, such that for any manifold x with C1 positive and the Keller metric on X with the following property, the Ricci curvature, so this is omega, is bigger equal to delta omega, and the Keller class is fourth chain class. So I see, I guess, uniform constant depend on M, such that these things. So I will define this knob depends on the omega bounded from below by some. By the way, this function is independent of choice or some normal basis. So Si is easy to check. It's a well-defined function. So it's an orthonormal basis. Sorry. Of H0 of X Km minus M. Okay. With respect to the norm, which I defined to you. Okay. So with respect to the following norm, depend on omega, okay, as follows, okay, defined as follows. So this norm is this you're giving a, so you write by Calabria theorem, there is a Hermitian metric. So you are properly normalized, which I, it's up to a scaling constant, with such that the Ricci curvature of H is omega. Okay. So this metric is on the K X inverse. So now on the manifold with the Hermitian metric and together with the Keller metric, you can induce inner product, namely this weight Si, Sj, omega is simply an integration 1 over V norm of this H, the pointwise norm. So in case omega is Keller Einstein, you can just use H to be itself. I mean, it just can take H to be determinant of omega. Okay. I checked this for Keller-Einstein metrics, and you can check this for two dimensions for things with bounded Ricci curvature, but the trouble here, I want to have, I mean, I want to have only one side bound. And I guess I'm running out of time. And I guess I quit here, and I still have something more to say, but I guess I stop here. And last thing I want to say, because for these things we did for Keller Einsteins, we can also do this for Keller Rich solitons. So you can, this completely identical story for Keller Rich solitons due to my work with Zhu. So for this identical, there's a similar theory for Keller Rich solitons. So for example, uniqueness and so on. Okay, so I guess I stop here. If I do have some transparency, but it probably takes 10 more minutes to do it, I guess. Okay. Thank you. Probably too heavy.
you said that when a smooth Ricci soliton doesn't exist, that you expect that if you sort of degenerate enough, it does.
Yes.
Is there any chance that you could get a singular Ricci soliton?
I'm not sure at the moment. So I think it should be a singular Keller Ricci soliton, and one has to deal with that. For this, in order to get a complete story of this. Yes. But so far I haven't found that. It's related to this question I raised, is whether or not there's special degeneration, such that central fiber is singular.
Right. Would that then be the limit of our Ricci flow?
Yes, that must be, because that's only...
Critical?
Yeah. It's the problem is to prove that this might be difficult, but that must be, if you succeed.
Okay, let's thank Professor Jack for his lecture series.
Thank you. So, I'm sorry.